Earlier this week, Representative Ro Labrador filed paperwork to run for Idaho governor, ending a long period of speculation about whether he would jump into the race. Now, political wonks are turning their attention to who might seek his congressional seat. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Boise State political science professor Jacqueline Kettler was not surprised to hear Congressman Labrador had decided to run for governor in 2018.
Most of us knew or, you know, guessed it was coming at some point in time.
Kettler says being the top executive of the state would be an attractive thing, especially after being just one member among more than 500 in Congress. The follow-up question is, if Labrador vacates his seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, then who would fight to claim that spot? Kettler says the primary for Congressional District 1 is likely to be competitive for the GOP.
In a one-party state, you do have this kind of clogging of the pipeline. You don't have people moving on to where people with progressive ambitions don't have a higher seat to run for.
Kettler says on the Democratic side, the field is much thinner for both the gubernatorial and congressional races. She says we're likely to see candidates who have run and lost in the past try again. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.
And this morning, former Republican Lieutenant Governor David Leroy filed his paperwork, becoming the first candidate to enter the congressional race.